I don't know what that means. What's regular Miramar?
What's regular Miramar?
AKA Miami Gardens, basically. Oh. Miami Gardens Miramar.
He didn't grow, like, he wasn't over the 75 bridge.
He was still in Dade County.
Right, he was still in Dade County. He was east. He was like by Perry and shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Jay, we good?
We rolling.
I'm dead.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do a 10th episode, baby. Let's go. What it is, what it ain't. What it could be, what it should be. I am your host, Meech. And welcome to episode 10. Oh. I was running, but I'm good.
Thank God, I'm putting this on.
You don't need nothing on Greasy.
He came in
a bit dried up a little bit.
For it, dog. For it, dried
up. Dog, he wiped that bitch off before he came.
Y'all are so funny.
Man, you a funny guy, too, Meech.
Hey, look, he wiping the cheeks.
The cheeks. The cheeks is forever shining, coach. What cartoon is that? It's a cartoon that got the cheeks be shining like that.
It's no cartoon, bro.
But he made cartoons. Hey.
Hold on, let me start off real quick. Yes.
Oh my God, he got offended. Hey.
That was crazy.
Hey, listen. What it is, what it is, what it could be, what it's supposed to be. I am your host, Meech. And welcome to Lit Talk Podcast, episode 10. Episode 10, we made it. Episode 10, you know, it was crazy. This is one of my goals too. The made it episode 10. I mean, of course, more episodes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But we made it. Episode 10, y'all boys.
We made it for you guys.
We got Danny in the building.
Yep.
Sam in the building.
With the shits today.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we with the shits today.
Oh, you with the shits.
I love that.
He ain't made the cartoon, but he made
the shits too. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we got behind the scenes. We got Rick in the building.
Let's go.
I got JJB in the building, you know what I'm saying? And of course I got Jay with the ones and twos in the back. But listen though, like I said, episode 10, we made it. Before I reveal our special guest today, I remember, you were supposed to be the first female on the episode. Mm. But you know, sometimes we get lost in the text messages.
Yeah. You heard Sam.
I was just saying. I understand what you're saying. I was just saying we got lost in the sauce.
He really hyped me up. I ain't gonna hold you.
Sam's really with the shits already though. So personal vendetta coming his way. I already know. But listen though, so this special guest right here, she goes by Yoli, aka your favorite dark skin chick. Mm. You dig what I'm saying? She also has a show. Podcast.
Yes.
Sounds About Right.
Just launched it.
Can you real quick? Cause I know you got like a little slogan. Can you tell us?
Hello. My name is Yoli, aka your favorite dark skinned chick. I am also the host of my very own podcast called Sounds About Right Podcast, where a bit of Delulu is true Lulu.
A bit of Delulu is true Lulu.
So you know,
hold on. That's what makes it Delulu.
Dissect it. Whatever you need.
Go ahead, cut that bitch and slice
so
it in the middle.
So basically, where your people believe in their delusions so much.
Of course.
So where in our world of Sounds About Right, a bit of delusion can also be true. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, whatever you say, I mean, it sounds about right.
So you know what's so funny? I was telling him about your little slogan. He was like, yo, what?
Not the little one.
So I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to let her say it.
Because I say, but what the fuck is
I
that?
I might say it wrong. You know what I'm saying?
No, you said
but
it. You know said
what?
It.
But listen, we are happy.
Thank you.
That you made it.
Thank you.
To the show, you know, episode 10.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Such a wholesome number.
Oh, for sure.
I love it.
Definitely. Real quick, though, right? I just want to ask the guys, man, how you guys feeling today? Danny, what's going on? Where you been at?
Man, so let me tell you this shit right quick. We had the worst BTS dude last episode.
The real BTS. Y'all putting
make
people
it.
On the spot.
So
I didn't get your angles. That's what you're trying to say.
You fucked my angles up. I had to go back to the gym. But I'm here.
My bad,
so
dog.
I've been in the gym ever since the last episode.
So he a one and done.
That's not my thing, though.
You should have came on this side and took fucking pictures.
My bad. I ain't know.
Yeah, you done. Oh, you were the BTS.
He was the BTS.
I was recording. I His side was in, oh, that, in shape.
The first thing my barber said, because when I go to the barber shop, we go get food. We,
you got
we,
love we handles, nigga?
The first thing that boy did was grab my back. I'm like,
oh, that's he's crazy. Like, oh, we're squishy.
Hey, that's my bad.
Yeah, never again.
My bad.
No, so he put me back in the gym.
JJB, that's why you got to be here, bro. It's your fault.
I've been feeling good lately. I've been feeling good. I've been feeling good.
I love that for you. Do you feel energized?
Yeah, I'd be too energized. Mm. I'd be too energized.
Bad, I don't feel like you can be a little, not too energized.
Man, listen, when I mean, come from as the gym, long as
you're not like a
sleep.
Little kid hopping off the walls and shit.
Oh, no, I can't go to sleep when I leave the gym.
Oh, not me, baby.
Shit, sometimes I'll be calling work to see if they need me.
I'll be ready to go.
Oh, you one of those.
Yeah.
You call me.
Never that you need me.
I'm coming.
Right.
Hey, killer. Hey.
I am not.
You're a real one for
yeah,
this.
Right.
Niggas call it out. He call it in.
I'm calling
that's
in.
That's a real yank right yeah. there. I ain't gonna hold you.
So besides.
Oh, sorry.
Damn. Already.
It's
the lashes on like
your ass. Hey, I told him, bring that smoke. I'm real petty.
But bro,
you know, I. Go ahead. Go say what you want to say.
So real quick, though. Besides the love handles and everything like that. Samson, man, what's going on? Man? How you feeling?
Shit, man. To be honest, I feel great. I feel good. I feel blessed.
Amen.
You
feel me?
Yeah.
You know what? I would just adjust the elephant rule. How about that, right?
No,
I'm going to crash out. I'm going to
all the smoke.
Because you know what? I already know what this nigga about to do. You feel me? Because that's my nigga. I know him. I know what he about to do.
So crash out before the crash
listen,
out starts.
Do it. That T-Hat. Fuck you. T.I.
Hey, you gotta sound like the women. Hey, count your days.
Hey, nah, fuck that T.I.
What's
T-app,
the T.I.?
Some bullshit.
Some shit he was on.
Some hurt holes.
Oh, you on the T.I.?
I guess.
Let me
ask
some context for
you. You pretty big.
Yo. Wow.
Listen, let me ask
you don't. Songs. You look so nice.
Look, he got
some nice. You know what's so funny? You look even better on the T.I.
Listen,
they gonna flock even more. They gonna be like, well, let
terrible,
me see.
But, hey,
bitch, I'm about
terrible.
To find out.
So it's terrible,
what,
bro.
Tell me what happened on the
yeah, what did they say?
I'm not gonna spread the tea.
What are we trying to find out?
Nah, I just wanna know not, what listen, was said.
It's not my job to spread the tea, but listen, whoever you are,
show me.
I'll show you
what whatever shack hole you staying in, you feel me? Kiss my ass, all right? Next topic.
You made it. He made it to the TF, guys.
Yo, you made it big.
I mean, it was like it valid info, but it's like, man, kiss my ass.
They stretched
so
it.
So it wasn't valid info?
It's in my... I'm like,
you know, listen, you know when a guy be like, yo, that shit not valid. They lying. They be like, yo, this will really happen.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
So you more Viet than they talking about.
I'm not really Viet at all. I'm actually a good guy.
he literally said, I'm not really Viet at all, meaning... Partially.
Partially.
I mean,
I got it in me.
We all human.
Right, you got
we
it in me.
We all human. You feel me? We all human.
Oh, you slip up.
We all human.
We're fuck boys by accident. Okay, no. That's all I just heard.
No. I said
so
we all
now
human.
Listen, she just
women,
listen,
she too.
Express yourself.
And all that
so
extra
I never
clean that shit up
that,
so she can understand it.
It's nothing to clean up.
Oh.
Right.
It's nothing to clean up.
She's trying to understand the fact
that tea gonna spill right. That tea gonna spill
so
right.
Nobody gonna dry it, so you're not gonna dry it up for the people.
Next topic.
Okay.
Very crazy. Being away, Yoli, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling amazing. Thank you guys
you look,
so much for
you
having
look
me.
Great,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, when I told the guys like, hey, Yoli's, you know, come on the show, and these guys went. Instagram, they seen the pictures. I said, "Yo,
exposing us, goddamn!"
I said, "Guys, you better."
You know,
bring
it's
it
open
on.
To the public. I don't mind.
Oh, no,
it's open
I
to the public. I really don't mind.
Though. But you know, I just see you was on a little vacation.
Yes, where? Jamaica.
Jamaica.
I went to Jamaica.
Okay. Oh yeah, you were definitely Jamaica.
Yeah.
Which part?
I was in Ochos Rios. Mm. Yeah, my first time going to Ochos Rios. Okay. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Was it nice. Was that your first time in Jamaica though?
No, second time.
Second time.
It was a good time.
So last time was Montego.
Montego, first time.
First time.
Yeah. This trip. Oh yeah, that shit was lit. I had a time.
Yeah.
I loved it. Got to wear bathing suits every day. I love that.
Amen.
I could wear a bathing suit every day. Got my ass out. Got my titties out. Come on, baby.
Wait, you couldn't do that in Montego?
It's not that I couldn't. And actually, Montego, I ain't gonna hold you. I had a great time in Montego Bay too because I actually got like naked.
Ooh.
Like it was a good time. He's a woman womanizer.
What did I say, bro?
Look, they're going to be like this. I'm like,
oh, yeah, they're going to say. Don't worry, guys. Instagram going to be right there on the description. Don't worry about it.
They're going to be like, yo, this nigga, I said it. He's everything that I said. This is proof.
Oh, my God.
No, it was a good time. It was really a good time. Maybe, I don't know, maybe because this trip was just so random and last minute. So I loved it though. It was a great time regardless. So, I have a good time everywhere I go.
So you know what's so funny that you know the streets tend to talk to me a little bit. And the streets want to know since we you know the cameras are right in front of us.
Like,
so
who are the streets?
The streets want to know like is Yoli single or is she taken because they see you on vacation. What it is, damn, what it is, what's going on?
I'm so single.
Oh my gosh. I love your favorite so dark skinned people is single.
So, I got this.
It's your favorite dark skinned chick, sweetie.
My bad. It's your favorite dark skinned chick. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
No, but go ahead.
Why are you single?
Huh?
Why are you single?
I just choose to be. Oh, I have no interest in wasting my time. There's no stimulation out here, and I like to be mentally stimulated. I feel like everything right now is just so about the physical aspect. Like, no one has a great conversation to offer. Mm. I can't even hold on to a great conversation.
You can't hold on to a great conversation.
No, with someone else. Like, okay, if I have a conversation with somebody, a man, it's not, it's like they can't think past, like, four words without their brain crashing out and steam coming out of their ears.
Oh
shit.
My gosh. So what type of question you giving them like that?
Yeah, you took it out my mouth.
Yeah, you probably play mental gymnastics with these guys.
No, I don't play mental gymnastics. Not at all. No, I really don't. Like, I remember I asked this guy right before I was starting the podcast, like, I was like testing out my questions like on different people. And I was like, all right, so I asked him a question, something simple. It was, I don't even remember what exactly the question was, but it was something so simple. And he was just like, repeat that again. And I was like,
are you speaking to the right guys?
I feel like none of them are the right guys at this point. Mm. That must be it. Mm. That must be it.
Is it like your preference? Like, do you have a preference when it comes to guys?
I'm not going to say I have an exact preference because I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I just like light-skinned guys because I date so many different types of guys. Like,
white?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
White, Hispanic, black.
Come through this though.
Oh, yeah, he is very
yeah, you
good.
Could. Yeah, that's the one coming though.
I like him pretty. Whoa. I like him pretty. Whoa. I do. My friends be saying that. They be like, you like pretty boys. I'm like, I like all different types of guys.
Oh, okay,
I don't have like
okay,
a specific, okay. But I'm open for sure.
But you open?
Yeah.
Okay, so you open, you're single.
But you can't be sloppy. You can't have, like, bad hygiene.
Oh, no, of course not, right?
No,
bad hygiene. That's universal, like, right there.
No, but, I mean, some people just don't care. Like, well, we were just talking about, like, if you see a chick smoking the Black and Mild.
Yo,
if I see a guy smoking the Black and Mild, first of all.
Newport, Black
and
Mild,
yo, you raw people. I'm scared of you. Nah, you rob people. I'm scared of you. I'm scared.
Yeah, fellas, if a chick you seen this,
and then if you pop out and you got on Black Forces, nigga, stop playing
so
with me.
So technically, I was going to buy me some Black Forces today.
Oh no!
Wait, are you saying that because of social media or was that
no,
something?
No, I'm like big I'm on that. Lie. That's like some Jack Boy shit, in my opinion.
You kind of right.
No, but that's some Jack Boy shit. Black like Forces I feel like stuff? You probably have anger issues.
With Black Forces?
Black Forces.
It's Jesus. Too much.
Yeah, I ain't on a black pair of forces in by though.
Right.
No, I
they look
I
crazy.
Like,
they be looking
like
so crunchy after like one.
No, definitely do. Oh, so if the regular like black forces is a Jack Boy, how about the high top black forces? How you feel
you
about
you out
those?
Your motherfucking mind. Yo, that's like putting your Crocs on turbo mode. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah, that's sick. I ain't gonna lie. That's
kind of sick. You wear black high top black forces, I know you tie your laces hella tight.
Because
you ready to like jump out the window with that shit. Nah, you tripping.
Ankle support and everything.
You jump gates. Like, you jump gates. I know your knees are skidded up. Like, you out your mind.
High top black forces is crazy.
High top black forces are diabolical.
So let me ask you a question. Can I ask you? So if you seen a dude on the T page and he come in and holler at you in person, are you talking to him or are you walking away?
I don't think it would bother me personally. I just want you to know you still have a chance out here with women.
Of course.
So don't think that your life is over.
Nah, I don't.
You're not defeated.
Oh boy.
Yeah, honestly, if a guy's on the T page, I mean, I don't think I think it depends what he's on there for, though. Like, no, what exactly are they saying? Like, if everybody on that shit is like, yo, he gave me STDs. Yo, run away. That's just, that's like,
do you
want to
elaborate
shit
while you're on the D-Page?
That's crazy. Oh. I would never.
No, but that's what I'm saying. No, like, yeah, if, yeah, like if there's women on there, like, basically saying, he's giving STDs and this, right, 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 yo, right, that's more like, the same shit. Well, you're dirty.
Yeah, that's no good, though.
That's some no good shit.
You said Bill Cosby?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Whoa.
A few, no.
Do not.
So I'm saying, it was Mr. allegations.
Oh, relax.
Once the allegations started coming in, and it was multiple, it was like you had to believe it.
So yeah. Everybody, oh, the allegation part. So wait, yeah. Did everybody agree?
No, it was just one comment.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. You good, though. You saved. Don't
it's
worry about
somebody
it.
That's just hurt.
That's all.
You sure she hurt?
Shit.
You ain't buy what she want. You ain't give her the bread. What happened? You ain't pay like a bill. That. What listen, happened?
I don't even know who it is. It's anonymous. Nah.
Who cussed you out?
Nobody.
Who was the last person to cuss you out?
We gonna find out who it is. Don't worry about it.
I mean, the last person.
He know.
I mean,
he's
I
like,
know.
I know it was that bitch.
Nah, it wasn't her though. It wasn't her.
He's
wasn't
like,
her.
No, not that bitch. It was the other one.
It's not even the chick that you slept with. It was just,
right.
Damn, that's crazy though. So real quick though,
what's up?
Your podcast, right?
Yes.
Can you like share some more information about your podcast and the other things you got going on?
So again, Sounds About Right podcast just launched it recently. So right now I'm just in the process, like where I'm doing street interviews. I wanted to like be more in touch with like people and just like where like I could touch you, you know,
okay, yeah,
where I could just walk up to you and we're having conversations because I just wanted to get opinions. I like getting opinions from different point of views, different demographics and like just different backgrounds in general.
Yeah.
Like while I was in Jamaica, I shot some content while I was out there asking questions to different tourists because everybody at the hotel, they weren't from there.
Okay.
Of course, they weren't from Jamaica, and not everybody's from Miami, of course.
Right.
So I just met so many different type of people. I met people from Ibiza. I met people from Baltimore, New Jersey, all type of shit, you know, Virginia. So I just, right now, I'm doing street interviews because, again, I just want to be more in touch with the people.
Yeah.
And, like, instead of just being in the studio behind the scenes, in a sense, where it's just, like, I'm just away. So I like that interaction right now. And then I'm slowly starting to, I'm building up to transition to start doing sit down interviews. Yeah, whether it's like group conversations or just like one-on-ones.
Okay, cool. Definitely. I'm definitely going to be staying tuned for that.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm hopefully excited. Hopefully I can get on your.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Shit, fuck that. Ask me a podcast.
Yeah, that's
what I'm going to hear. Oh, you guys want to ask you guys a question?
Yeah. Ask him a question.
I just want y'all to know, not to put you out there, per se. I ain't gonna say nothing too crazy. Look
at that nigga out there, man.
He's like,
fuck all that.
So I already know. I already know what you about to say.
We crashed out today.
So honestly, I was prepared. Like, again, I ain't gonna hold y'all. Meech had been reached out to me,
mm-hmm,
asked me to be on the podcast,
mm-hmm,
and then he went missing. And then I saw a podcast episode come up, and then boom, it's somebody else. And I was like, I felt so stood up. Like,
damn,
I was like, now he ghosted me.
That's on me right there, though. That's on me.
I was like, oh my gosh.
That's
what did
me.
I do?
But I kept on the communication.
Not really. Yeah. Continue.
Oh.
Continue. He just hit me up yesterday.
Wait,
continue no. to tell me to
he
come today.
You up again?
Hey, Meech, let that shit go.
Just right.
Damn,
just
you
relax.
Got your ass.
So,
I got patience. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
But honestly, I love what you guys are doing. I think it's so dope. Like, I just love to see people stepping out of their element or just going for what they want. I think it's such a dope thing. I love to see people having just different conversations and just not being so biased and just having like this one strong-minded opinion where it's just like,
for sure,
yo, this is what it is. This is how we view y'all. Boom, 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 boom. Like right. A bunch of women bashing. I feel like on a lot of
those
men podcasts
though.
And all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Niggas is just bashing women, but I just feel like that's just like low self-esteem and
mommy issues.
Yeah, I feel like it's men that have like mommy issues, even certain women that have like daddy issues for and sure, shit like yeah. that. And I'm just like, it's not about, yeah, you know, we as men and women, we have our different points of views based off of interactions and the things that we see because of the majority of what we're seeing on our algorithms, like this is what's being pushed at us. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, I don't feel like everybody's the same in that sense. No. I still have my opinions, but I'm just like, I'm not just going to be like, oh, yeah, all niggas is this, all women are this, you know? Right. But I would love to ask y'all a question.
I actually have quite a few questions,
but today I did tell him yesterday because he was just like, you know, when you come on, is there anything that you don't want to talk about? I said, no, sweetie. Everything's on the table. I want everyone to have the audacity. I want everyone to have the audacity.
I told him that he didn't get that. He didn't really understand the words I was saying.
He said audacity. I said, wait, what you said? He said audacity. I said, nigga, what? The audacity? Like, so
I want everyone to have the audacity. Like, share your opinions. I feel like don't hold back. You feel me? Even if it sounds crazy, just say it. Say how you feel.
So you know what you got for us?
All right. So
when you ask these questions first.
Go ahead.
When you ask these questions, do you ask these questions on your podcast? Do you ask them to random like beach goers or tours or all of them be from the crib?
No, like I ask random people.
Right. No, I'm from the crib. I'm saying when I ain't see the Jamaica episode.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about when you at the house, when you here, is random people or is you going towards like the beach to ask tourist people or
like I'm asking like it doesn't matter. Like, let's say I'm going to an event and I'm like, oh, there's this event. Oh shit. Let me bring my stuff out and let me film here.
Cause I just asked that question because, you know, people from the crib got gonna have a whole different answer from an out of towner.
Yeah, in a sense, because everybody got their own lingo and they own different mindset. Like, when I went to North Miami Picnic, I asked people outside of the picnic, and, you know, people have different answers. And then right after I went to camp after, and I asked people questions there. So, I mean, I'm looking for different. I don't want everybody to just have like this one set mindset and everybody's just like, yo, these hoes is liches.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we
definitely don't want that. That's
what's wrong with you people?
That's right. Too cliche.
Exactly. So yeah. I just ask different
these
random people.
These hoes be liches, though.
God,
but we're gonna leave that for another day.
What's that? I think she was liking you before you started talking just now.
I'm just,
you know, from afar, I thought, you know. But
wait, you would agree? So you don't believe some of these hoes?
What's a leche? Can you elaborate? Just for the people that don't know. A loop. What is a leche?
A loop.
What is a loop? Because when you think of a loop, you think of a series of, you know?
A hole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A 304.
A 304.
304.
A 304.
Yes. So
the fact that we're using calculator terms now, you guys.
It's crazy,
Jesus
right?
Christ.
Crazy.
I'm like, y'all just come up with niggas.
I'm not even lying. That word, you know what's funny? The word leche came to me. I didn't even ask for the definition. I just knew the context.
Automatic, like, boom.
When I first heard leche, I thought it was milk. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's milk.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, man, I remember
these hoes are milk. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all are like, yo.
You know, also, you know, speaking of milk, man, shout out to JJB. I remember when we was doing, what's that shit called? Instacart? He put me on a Thresh Leche.
Oh, that's that shit.
You ever had that?
What was that?
It's a cake.
Thresh Leche.
Oh, yes, the caramel one.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that is.
Jay, you know what that is?
That's like three milks.
That Thresh Leche. Like, hey, that's...
You can get it from the Everything store down the street.
In the corner store?
That's the Everything store.
Right. That's the Everything store.
You go to
Columbia. Right. It's like a similar to like a flan, right?
Yeah.
It's like similar to a flan, right?
Yeah. But
no.
It's a little bit though.
Isn't it? Because it's like caramelized. That's what I'm saying, like texture wise.
Milky. Sam still lost. Sam trying to figure out what the fuck.
Don't worry, we're gonna put them on that. We're gonna put them on the fresh.
Nah, it depends where I'm buying it from, though.
All right, I'll get it from Whole Foods. That's what.
Okay. Like, go to like Vicky's Bakery. Okay. You know, Vicky's Bakery got like everything.
Vicky.
Yeah, Walmart. Vicky's always a classic.
You're talking about a corner
Vicky's
store.
Vicky's always a classic.
All right, number one, what you got?
So, first question I got for y'all.
Sam, answer it first.
Oh, this is what I meant to say. Give this a little quick backstory before I ask this question. You know about this one, because I already got on you. About this one. I already had a feeling because you told me like, okay, so be prepared, you know.
I got one for
you. You got one for me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I ain't gonna lie. Not to say that
you saying that shit. Don't you been every time you say not to say,
not to say,
what you saying?
But I'm gonna say it. But it's just like not to say it in a desperate way. But like,
oh, that shit sounds desperate already.
No, just man, like,
wait, what's going on?
You know, like he. There was when you first told me about the podcast, and then you had came in my DMs and you said something to me like, oh, are you ready? And you asked me if I see some of the clips and you was like, are you ready? And you was just like, are you ready? I hope you're ready. I was just like, yeah, let's do it. I had a feeling though. I was just like, yo, this guy gives great debater. Definitely. And I was just like, yo, I feel like this guy wants to debate Washington me or something.
Hey, that's fucked up, JJB. You wouldn't stand it quick.
Right. Because like, what does that mean?
Like, you see motherfucking chicken come out the jail or some
damn, that's crazy, though.
Okay. But yes. So let me ask this question. So do men actually enjoy being providers or do y'all secretly resent it?
Can I, well, I, let me, can I use this term? Is it totality of the situation?
So it depends on the totality of the situation?
Yeah, because if I feel like you're a leche, what you say?
A 304?
304.
304.
Then it's different. But if you somebody that is a genuine person, then I don't feel bad.
Okay.
Like, I'll cut the check any given day. But okay, don't come around every time you need something. I'm,
got your hand up.
Yeah. What you putting back in the table? Like, you got to, sometimes if you give, oh my, man, should I give you the world?
Right.
But don't be the one come around.
Just always with your hand out.
Nah, I can't.
And you have nothing to offer. You don't even cook for me.
But that's a lot of women nowadays, majority.
Okay.
The majority of the women are that way. They ain't looking to give shit. They just looking to take.
Right.
So therefore, you gotta give a little bit. Even if it's, and I'm going to be honest, even if it's a home cooked meal.
Right.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Just show some sincerity.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah, you. So I agree. Definitely. I do enjoy myself being a provider.
Okay.
But something has to be, you know, what's the word? Reciprocated. Yeah, right. some way, you know what I'm saying?
Be happy in the situation.
Yeah, but that's that too, though. You know,
let you make you feel good.
Yeah,
she,
you know what I'm saying? Because, of course,
she feeds you in different ways where it's not, yeah, it's only not by your just belly. The stomach.
Yeah.
Like conversation, your mind. She stimulates
something you see me like, I like, or I'm passionate to her, you feed into
she
that.
She pays attention.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like a lot of men don't pay attention.
Some shit you say that men don't stimulate your mind. If a woman can't stimulate my mind, then honestly, every time we having a conversation, you talking about trips and bags and
everything is just like catering to what she got going on.
Yeah, don't worry.
For sure. Yeah.
I got to go.
Right. Let's go ahead and wrap this up.
I feel like at this point, it's getting used, though.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, them being used.
What they call that? Simp?
Well, that's the universal. That's pretty much how most guys feel right there. Like, we don't mind spending.
Well, don't say mine, bro. That's a strong fucking word.
That's what I said. What? That's why I
he
said
going
it.
Too hard when he said.
But that's why I asked
spending.
The question in that way,
doing
where it's just like,
do
you like being a provider or do y'all secretly resent it?
Nah, I don't. There's no way you can resent doing what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
How you can resent doing what you have to do?
Right.
That, you know what? That is true. It's just that when, like, if I'm not feeling it, like, it was like, why am I doing this for?
You're doing it for the wrong person.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
yeah, for sure.
Feel like
that, yeah,
so is there a time limit on when you know that, all right, I'm finna do for this girl? Is there like a time frame? Do y'all look at it like, okay, let me give it a couple of this or a couple
if
of that?
If I got in your DM, right, and we went on a date the first time, I'm not doing shit. I might, and we ain't going to the Flyers restaurant. We gonna go to McDonald's.
Maybe these?
Yeah.
Hold on, wait.
I'm saying this.
No, like,
simple.
Make that. Okay. I'm trying to make it.
I'm trying to correlate that real quick.
I'm trying to, right, I'm trying to correlate. I'm trying to understand it. So, wait. If you slide in her DMs.
We're going to go somewhere simple.
Why?
Because I got to see what you about. Because, okay.
Elaborate.
I see your whole. Because some people, some women, they Instagram is a
facade.
So
they make it look good.
Yeah. So now when I meet you in person and I see the type of person you are, we ain't going to deny shit.
How do you know the type of person she is if you don't
know yet?
You don't know her. You haven't seen anything.
I got in your DM. Okay. I seen your Instagram.
Okay.
Now I meet you in person, it ain't the same.
Like she looks completely different or
conversation is different.
Okay.
You come with dirty, not dirty shoes, but You ain't up to par.
You're not up to par from what you're displaying.
What you're displaying. Right. So therefore, we finna go to a bar.
Flanagan's to be exact.
Ew.
And that's a little bit too much.
She said, ew.
Flanagan's is too much? Yeah. Ew.
Look what you came to me about. Because on Instagram, you just showed me the perfect you.
Right.
But then you come to me in person.
It ain't that.
It ain't that.
It ain't that.
You come with a ponytail, $15 ponytail.
Bitch.
But on Instagram, you got on laces. We can't even go smoke hookah because your shit might... Oof.
Right.
Might shrivel up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it all depends on the situation.
Okay.
No, for sure, though.
I'm not. Nah.
But let's say this. What if she does step out, like you go pick her up or y'all link up wherever. Let's say this. Y'all link up and she comes looking the nine. But then once you guys sit down and y'all get to talking... Like you said, it's not what you think.
If the conversation gonna go left, you know what? I suddenly don't feel good.
Bitch. Are you leaving her there? What's happening?
I got the runs.
Nah, you can't do that. You're not gonna try to hit?
What the fuck?
And that is what's wrong with men nowadays.
We was doing good.
Hold on, wait.
Let me ask you something.
Because you didn't say nothing. So you went on a date with a female.
Can I ask you a question?
Let me ask you a question.
What's the question?
Going on a date with a female.
Yeah.
She said you sat down. She started speaking. You already immediately turned off. You already know this is not who you want to fuck with. But you here. So you already attracted by her appearance. Because you said she came looking good.
Okay.
So let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Because these guys are capping.
No, but now I need to go to you because I'm like, wait. So because the woman, she clearly, like you said, well, what I stated, there's no mental stimulation. Clearly, as soon as she opened her mouth, it complete turn off because she clearly doesn't have the right mindset, right? But because, again, like you just said, because, oh, well, you already there, so you're not going to try to crack. When I tell y'all, ladies, men are the easiest thing to crack. Nasty.
It's the vice versa.
Men
the other way around.
Are the easiest thing to crack because at the end of the day, you don't even need a form of conversation. You don't even need mental stimulation. She look good, even though her she got a poor, shitty-ass attitude. And clearly, her mindset is grits. Fuck it. I'm here. Let's see if I can try to fuck.
But the thing
Men are the easiest thing to crack.
The turnoff, these niggas is capping. Because niggas done cracked many females that they done know they wasn't going to be with for longevity.
Right.
So for niggas to act like they not cracking shit just because the female look good, you lying, bro.
When you grow up, you know better. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh my
bro,
God.
I'm gonna be honest.
These niggas get on the mic and start becoming.
Mike,
these niggas is Dr. Phil.
There's niggas that's really watching this shit that's knowing they going out for a female.
You know why?
No, because it's real.
Because he fucking anything walking.
It's not that. That's cap. Look,
you see they put him on the T-page, y'all. You just described the whole female coming looking good.
I found on Instagram all this stuff. She sat down. You feel me? I'm on a date. Niggas right. gonna act like, oh, my stomach hurt. I want to go home now. Because what she's saying is turn. Come on. You capping, bro.
Bro.
You're capping. Niggas know you capping. It's no it's no niggas watching this that's going to say, yeah, you're a real nigga for saying, my stomach hurt. I'm going home. Like, come on, bro. You capping, bro. Be real. Don't say it because a female is here, bro. It's okay. We all go try to breathe and bang it.
So wait. Okay. So basically. So basically. Wait.
Unfortunately.
So basically. I'm summing this up as he's just basically saying
he agrees anything that comes his way.
Not even only that, he just basically said
it's okay, bro.
In all reality, don't try to make it seem like you have standards as a man because in all reality, you don't have standards.
The fact that I'm on a date, that's a standard. You came looking good, right?
Hold up.
You sat down all this.
Hold up. Stop.
There's more to it, though.
Let's be real. How many times I called you and tell you I turned shit down?
A couple times.
I don't hit everything I come in contact with, my man. I don't have
you
to.
You need to.
Oh,
that's
my
not
God.
Necessary.
Okay.
I plead so the fifth. If you would have called me in my younger days.
I'll plead the fifth.
But if you would have called me in my younger days.
You guys, he's on the TF. They were talking about him.
No, but no. Listen, but, see,
I'm plead the fifth. But somebody put out a warning flag. Everybody else just didn't catch on yet.
Because apparently we all hit everything that we're going to marry. That's what you're saying,
I don't think that's what he's saying. No, he's clearly not saying that.
No, but I say this, though. I say this for both of your points. You is right. And you are right too though. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Definitely we do come across a female who looks good and she may not be appealing in other sections. Right. You feel what I'm saying? But you be like, you know what? I'ma push through. I'ma go ahead and push through because you know what? I'm just gonna catch his body and call it a day.
No.
Hold on. Now from your perspective, you feel what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm not.
You been through some shit. You're like, you know what? These females are draining me, probably. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that. I'm wasting money. I'm wasting my time. Right. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you do meet up with a bad chick who look good on Instagram, and then now you sit down, and now you're more like, your thoughts is more, or you know, I'm thinking like, you know what? What was she saying? Nah, I'm not even interested in that. You know what? I'm done with this shit.
Right.
That's you know, that's cool. A lot of niggas do come to that point.
It's not
but
even
not
a
like
lot
in
of,
our age group, though.
It's just okay to have standards, though.
Oh, for sure.
It's nothing wrong with having standards. It's nothing wrong with having standards.
The fact that you're sitting in front of me is a standard. You're not getting the fact that you're sitting in front of me. We're on a date. That's the standard. That's what you're not getting. He described the female he seen on Instagram that looks good, and then you said she looks how she looks on Instagram. What are we saying here? That's not the standard,
bro. You went left. You went
right.
Left
I think you.
Wow. All right, we are confused.
Okay. No. It's not that we're confused. I feel like you're only looking at you're looking at it from one point of view instead of the totality of the question. Because again, from what he's saying, it's just that okay, yeah, she looks good, but now
I was speaking to her standard point, though.
But you can have sex appeal all day.
I was speaking to her standard point.
Okay.
She said standard. I was speaking to the standard point. And then you confirmed it by she looks good.
She looks good, mm-hmm. Right. But honestly, once you get to know her and you know, I feel like even when
it's
you start talking.
It's not realistic for a man to. Right. I'm telling you, I'm being real with you. Uh-huh. A lot of guys.
No, I believe what you're saying.
I said a lot of guys. We back listen, different okay, shit. But look, I understand what you're saying.
What is that?
I understand what you're trying to tell me. But a lot
what
of guys
is
not going to watch you and be like, yo, bro, I went on a date with a female. She looked good. And we started talking. And I was turned off by what she said. And I just said, my stomach is hurting. I'm going home. I'm just being real. You know that.
No, for sure.
A lot of dudes are not coming with you with that story, bro. You are out of three guys, you probably one out of three.
In the room, you're probably one out of...
What four?
Yeah, like, but it's what I look for.
It's not even about what you look for. Think about what you're saying, though. You saying like, all right, you was turned off by what she said, by your conversation. So you said, all right, F it. Forget how she looked. I'm turned on by how she looked. Forget it.
Because honestly, it's like some people open their mouth. But that's even with men, in my opinion. For me, like, I could see a guy and I'm just like, yeah, he looks good. But then I get to talking and I'm just like, we get to speaking and I'm just like, yo, this nigga's a fucking airhead. Like, he doesn't know, like, he just looks good. He may look good on paper in a sense, but there's nothing to it. You get what I'm saying?
So
it's just like, and if you just have a poor shit mind or just like a poor attitude, that shit like takes down the quality of your looks to me. I don't care how fine you are. Mm-hmm. You could look so good. But if you just are just no man, you're ill-mannered, no etiquette, you don't know how to speak, like you just don't even know how to casually interact. Oh no, that's such a turnoff. Like you're not even cute to me anymore. I don't care how fine you are.
So real quick to the statement that you said a couple minutes ago, because I'm gonna play devil's advocate to that. Uh-huh. When you say it's easy for the guys,
it's easy to crack a man.
Easy to crack a man.
Yes.
Or are you saying that? Are you saying that because
a weak-minded man?
Most men.
Are you talking about the men that you crack?
No, I feel like in general.
In general.
Yeah, I feel like this is not even only for men, but I feel like the easiest thing you can do is just to fuck somebody. Ain't nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, there ain't nothing to it. Just to even loop back to what he was saying, like, okay, well, I'm already here, so let's see what could happen. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like, especially for men, look what he proved the point. Mm. He literally proved what I said for that statement where I said, it's just the easiest thing to do, you can do, is to crack a nigga.
So on the flip side, right, let's say for guys like us, right, mm-hmm. it's easy for us to crack a female because all we got to do is put certain materials on. We can put these shoes on, chain, whatever.
Yeah, depending on the female.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Or situation. Situation. If you talk a good game, or if you look like you can appeal to her standard or what she's looking for, and she's like, oh shit, let me see if I can hook, try to reel this in or whatever.
Or do the most simplest thing, because a lot of females, like how we were talking about earlier, like the gesture of open the door, you know what I'm saying, doing this and that. A lot of females don't experience that because
they're not used to that. Right, maybe their environment. That.
Right. Or, like we talked about, what's the name with Talia? Giving out flowers.
Right.
Easy. For us, that's like the most simplest thing for us. Like, give out flowers, call it a day. And she just opened up easily for us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think it's both sides.
Right.
You feel like, you know, man, easy to get cracked. We feel like women can easily get cracked.
I'm sure. That's why I said the easiest thing you can do is fuck somebody.
But in today's time, I could understand a female feeling like that. The perspectives, I mean, like, okay, a female's DM,
yeah,
crazy.
You know what? That's actually scary, though, for female, like,
give up the box. Give the first box night.
Like that. Like,
I don't even want you.
Like, hold on. Mm-hmm. Like, you move a little bit too fast.
But damn, what y'all say to the people that got married? Like
honestly, that? You. But that's the thing. But that's the thing. What works for some people don't view it that way. Some people's like they're okay with it. Some people don't have that certain limitation to them where it's just like that's a big no in my book. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it's just like they just look at it like there's no time limit on love, no time limit on sex. There's you don't need to put a time on it. It's whether the connection is there.
Yeah.
If this is what we both feeling and we're both looking at it on the same point of view, and if we want this to work, then that's just what it's gonna be. You feel me? Yeah. Because like you said, there's people that fuck the first night and boom. They've been married for like 20-something years, you know?
Sure.
Ain't nothing to it. Yeah. Everybody knows when they want to fuck somebody.
Yeah.
Within the first 5 minutes conversation.
Literally.
Or, like, I know for certain females I talk to, they say once you look at a certain dude, you be like, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why was that face?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the conversation.
But it's going to change once he start talking.
I feel like it's just based off the interaction and the connection and how you feeling.
For sure.
Right? Definitely. And the connection, how you feeling.
That was not just when you see him.
Hell no. I don't know. Because sometimes you need to sit there and you need to kind of like analyze what is it. Like you have like a real clear view and be like, okay, let me see his hands. Let me see how his shoes.
Now, question, was you always like that though growing up?
What?
Like in the dating world, like when you was observing, younger, was you always observing in the guy? Like, was that like
I feel like when I was younger, it was just so much more fun to date. And it was just so much easier. It was just way more lit. Now, I just feel like as I've gotten older,
it's more calculated.
Oh my gosh, it's so intense out here.
I think it's because of social media, though.
It is. Yeah, I feel like definitely social media does play a role. Mm-hmm. Social media does play a role because I was actually reading this today, and it was just saying, like, it's just so annoying how it's like you can't even be, it's like you're not even allowed to, like, actually like somebody. It's just like you got to wait to respond because you don't want to come off desperate. You got to like act a bit nonchalant because you don't want to come off like you feeling them too quick and you don't want to give them too much. And it's just like, why can't we just be ourselves? And why can't we just have like, just like go with it? You feel me?
Right. So if I give you my number right now, you text me the moment I walk away, you waiting the 24-hour rule.
I'm not waiting. Like it's honestly, it really depends on what I'm doing in that moment. Like let's say I'm out at the club, I meet a guy, you know, you come up, or like I'm just out and about. It don't even have to be the club. But I'm out, and then boom, you come up to me, and then we get to talking, chatting a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, let me get your number, you know, so we could like continue this conversation later. Honestly, I don't, if at that moment we're probably exchanging names, like Yoli, so and so, you feel me? Okay, but after that, like, I'm not sitting in the club. Oh my God, you're just the most beautiful thing I just saw. No, I'm not doing all that extra shit. You feel me? I'm not coming out like I'm just enjoying the rest of my night.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we get to talking back, we're going to get to talking back. Like, when we connect again, we'll connect again.
For sure, yeah. Definitely.
But I just feel like people don't need to be so, like, so hard on about it. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah.
That was,
people
you know,
need
that
to
was,
be more relaxed.
Listen, that question you asked... 10, 15 minutes ago was great.
Yeah, that's a great question. It sparks
up
a lot.
You got Sam mad at me tonight.
I love it. I love it.
And he just seems like such a cool, calm guy.
You got mad tonight. Don't worry about it.
I love it.
Because you know why?
Exactly.
Because I know how niggas is looking back at this shit right now. They like, bruh.
like, yo, this nigga is lying.
But what's crazy is, though, I believe you, though. You probably...
I've been through some shit to make you look at women different.
No, for sure.
You women different. Like, the younger me, I would have been bagging shit.
I was talking to the younger you.
Yeah,
okay,
talk to the younger me. Don't talk to now me. Because the younger me, I would have been bagging that shit. I was a crash out. The new me, nah, I'm taking my time with
that
shit.
Like, I'm at a point in my life. That's why I say that, like, I have no interest in being in a relationship just to be in a relationship.
Yeah,
I have no interest in that. I don't, like, it's like, I'm getting older. I'm somebody's mom, like, I don't got time to be playing these weird ass games. And I've never been a crash out a day in my life. That's just not my thing. I'm like too chill. That's probably what it is, though. I'm probably just a little too chill. Probably a little too laid back.
So I have
one more question.
What's up?
Just to actually circle into what I just said.
Don't go on your podcast. I'm like, boy, these niggas out here about to kill
each other. All right, let me tell y'all something. These niggas ain't, no. So that actually just loops into what I'm saying right now. So now, why do men say they want a good woman, but then choose women who stress them out?
They choose women that stress them out.
You know, I'm going to say this.
Let me hear it.
You know what? I'm going to leave that shit
alone.
Honestly, you got that good woman at home. And it's
boring.
So you like a little spice?
Yeah, and that home just not satisfying what you used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So are you going to cheat on what's at home, or would you just rather like not have that? Let me go get somebody that's a little spicy.
And this is
strictly for you.
Strictly for me. So, and it's my opinion.
In your opinion?
I think every relationship always had, men always got two women. One to keep you balanced.
I was just talking about this. This is crazy.
One to keep you balanced, and one you going, like pinky in the brain, you're going to take over the world with. At home, we taking over the world.
Yeah.
But that side, that other one is the balance of taking over the world. Because that side piece going to do everything. Not the side piece. Let me take that back. So that other one is going, no, we don't call them a side piece. We're not going to call them side piece. What's that? Yaya? That's crazy. Honestly, that other one gives you that.
Number two.
That.
You know what?
Lost that sense of void that home ain't giving you. Like home is
always
strictly business.
Are you talking to home about that? That's what the problem is.
On the next episode of...
Right. Are you talking to home about that, though? That's what the problem is.
But it's always that second one always keep you balanced. It's a balance.
When I say, okay.
It's a balance.
Right.
I think, you know, to what you were saying, like, do you talk about that at home?
Right.
Sometimes, I know what you're saying. That's why I said it's a balance.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you could. You could go that route.
But if she's just not like that, that's just not how she is.
Is that? Or
I'm going to stress you out. When I say I'm chill, like as in like,
she said I'm a stress.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna stress niggas out. I'm gonna stress you out, but I play mind games. I love that. Oh my gosh, it gives me a thrill.
So what's something you would do?
I play certain mind games, but not in the sense of like. I like to have fun with it. Let me say that.
What?
God damn.
Can you elaborate?
Like, I'll play certain mind games, but I'm like, when I say I'm gonna stress you out, like, you see how you could tell her, like, how I'm coming in the sense of, like, okay, I know that's not gonna fly with her. Okay. I can't do that. I know that's not gonna fly with her. So it's just like, I'm very much myself.
You strict. You sound strict.
I can be. I'm very much myself. For real, I am. I'm very much myself where I am very vocal about what I want, what I like, yeah. what I'm into. You feel me? And it's just like what I'm not into. And I'm very vocal about like, that's beneath me. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, or that's not up to par with what I'm into
yeah.
or my standards. So it's just like, when I say I'm gonna stress you out, I'm gonna stress you out in the sense of like, don't be poor-minded around me. That's what I mean by that. Don't be poor, yeah, don't half-step. Don't be poor-minded around me. Don't think you're gonna come over here and be like, oh yeah, babe, you know, just like not.
You don't like a yes man.
No, you can't be a yes man, and okay. you can't be non-adventurous. So and don't think you're gonna be over here on the first date taking me to McDonald's.
That's what I was just about to say. The motherfucker. First date gotta be black truck.
Speaking of black truck, though, Yoli, can you tell these people what you pull up in?
Stop it.
What you pulled up in?
Yeah, black truck.
We pull up in a black truck.
But listen,
I needed space.
That's what I'm saying. You see,
come on.
It
now.
Was raining, and I needed space.
Okay. Coach, if she pulled up to the podcast.
What was I going to put my umbrella? What if the umbrella would have just.
Let me tell you. Guys, hello? If she pulled up to the podcast and the black truck.
Stop. Stop.
You know what I'm saying?
You're crazy.
Hey, guys, you want to take on a date? Just pull out the black truck.
You see what I'm
pull
saying?
Out the Yukon. Shout out to Justin Bieber.
That McDonald's shit ain't fly.
Ain't nah. fine, though.
But I mean, again, McDonald's. You I'm know, talking about something basic.
No, for sure.
Just, again.
Because I don't want to take you on an expensive date and then be like.
I get what you're saying.
I feel you on that.
I was going to say, like,
there's
not,
levels
I feel
like, to it. And I'm not saying, like, oh, as soon as I meet a guy, and if a guy's taking me out on a date, offer it first date, yo, you got to take me to Prime 112. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that per se, but.
You said it. There was a lot of emphasis
in
that shit right there.
But real quick, though, I feel like a lot of females, decent, like, they'll be down to go on a date, but just because they're hungry.
Like, oh yeah,
free,
bitches
free
is
meals
going to,
they just want a free meal.
Yo, I'm bored. I ain't
but
doing shit at the
crazy.
Crib.
Yeah.
But bitch, why you can't be straight to tell me, hey, listen, man, I don't know if we're going to work out, but you still want
to
take me out?
Are you literally being straight to her and be like, yeah, this is probably not work out, but can I still fuck? Are you saying that? No. You know, a man told me this verbatim. Mm-hmm. He told me, he said, because my thing is, it's like, honestly, if you're just straight up with a woman from the jump and just give her the opportunity to choose what she wants to do, in all reality, you'll be surprised how many women will be like, okay, fuck it. I'm down with it. Mm-hmm. You tell her you're married. You tell her this. But if you're giving her this vibe and you're like, damn, I really like this guy. Fuck it. Fuck it. I'm going to be your side bitch. And they will, no, I'm telling you,
like,
if you
give, yeah,
no, for real.
You know why?
Because she just likes your vibe so much. Yeah, nice. Depending on the type of woman, she's going to be like, all right, this can't be only about fucking and spending time. You know, you're funding my life.
Yeah.
You're taking care of me. You're making sure I'm happy too. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's just like, if you give the woman the opportunity to choose, right?
Shake your world.
Shake this motherfucking apartment up so quick. Like, stop playing with me.
Babe, but, what you want me to do, goddamn?
Yeah, but it's just like, if you give the woman the opportunity, 9 times out of 10, you'll be surprised by what most women will do, right? So I remember a guy told me this, and he said, so he was just like, so Yoli, be for real. If I would have told you from the jump, like, I just want to fuck, was you really just going to entertain me? No, I have to tell you what you want to hear just so, you know, just so I could get in there. And I was just like, oh, so you're a
fellas
scammer. I said, so you're a scammer.
Wait, did he get in there?
I said, you're a scammer. You bamboozled me. This is actually somebody, like, we were in a relationship. And I was just like,
so that's different.
Nah, because you didn't have to do that.
This is before the relationship.
Huh?
This is before the relationship.
No, he told me this basically towards the end of the relationship.
The
relationship, it was like we dealt with each other for like a year. So.
He bamboozled you.
And when we broke up, I told him, I was just like, you bamboozled me. I said, you literally created a whole facade. created a whole facade and made it seem like you were somebody that you're not. I'm like, You're a scammer.
So you thought you was gonna be with him for the rest of your life?
He said, yes, I am.
I'm not gonna say that. No, I didn't. No, I'm not even gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that I thought I was gonna be with him for the rest of my life, but I was just like, this is something, this feels good. This feels good, and I like how I feel. And I was, but even thinking about it, I'm just like, maybe was it because I was single? Because I was single for so long. Because I'll go like long stints where I'm just like chilling.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, was it because I was single for so long? And maybe did I just jump in it too quick, or did we? You know, it kind of made me like really think about it. Because one thing I do is like I will self-evaluate myself. And assess the situation. You feel me? So I was just like, damn.
Wait, but you believe it though? What if he was just saying that? Say that.
No, he meant what he said.
He meant what he said?
He definitely meant what he said.
Jesus.
Yeah. Christ.
She felt that shit. Look, that was hard for her.
Man, you thought I
no,
had
because well, it was
he probably leaned
because
back
for me,
shit.
It was just was a betrayal of trust. Like, why would you do that? Yeah. Like, you ain't have to do that to me. Like, one thing about it is like, I'm very straight up and forward. You feel me?
Yeah.
And again, I don't have a problem. And he saw that. Like, he was just like, damn, you a little strict. He said it. He knew it. And I was just like, well, I mean, why you want a bitch that you can run over? Or why you want some peon ass hoe? And I'm not no peon ass bitch. You feel me?
Yeah. I know a lot of guys don't like the pushback, though.
Yeah. So, but some guys just like when it's just easy for them.
Right.
So it's just like, again, that circles back to like, I'd rather stress you out than just be a bitch that's just gonna lay on the floor.
Mm.
The fuck I look like.
But a year? That's a long time, though.
Yeah, we dealt with each other for
too
a year.
Too
a year is not actually that long. That shit go by so quick.
It do.
Look what month we're in.
She made this shit so easy.
Look what month we're in.
Oh
the
my
year's
gosh.
Basically over.
That's crazy.
A year rushes by so quick. A year is nothing.
You know what?
You literally
but does that,
won't
does,
even.
So does this makes it hard for the next guy?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
So the next, damn.
Next, I got to work 10 times harder.
Where it's just like, I'm just not going to go for anything.
Yeah.
And, at the end of the day, a man could tell you anything, but somebody, it's not even only about a man. Somebody could tell you anything because a lot of people will just paint the image of what they want you to see of Thanks. Them, right? Anybody could tell you anything, but if the actions are not reflecting, it's not a real thing.
No, for sure.
It's
but I think
not
that's
a real thing.
The thing with guys, some guys, they'll put, nigga will go.
They'll sell you a dream.
They'll do
this nigga is better than every car salesman, like, on any car lot, bro.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Right, fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
For a year,
you know that's right.
A year is a long time to be scamming, like.
I'm not going to say it was a scam the whole year, but I'm saying, the reason I said it was a scam, because I was just like, wait. My thing was that I was just like, you literally told me from the jump, from meeting me, you said to me, you wanted to settle down. You wanted to settle down. You wanted to grow with somebody. And you wanted, like, a serious relationship.
And this was, like, an older guy.
That's a sauce.
No, he wasn't an older guy.
I was going to say, that's on, like, some YN shit.
That's a sauce.
No, he was, no, we were, like, the same age.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay. And he said that. So because he said that, I'm like, oh, we're on the, like,
same
on the
page.
Same page, you know?
Yeah.
We're on the same type of timing. But then it just, the actions did not reflect that.
That's crazy.
So can I ask a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Of course.
To sum that conversation up. Are you looking for, what you looking for is a 9-to-5 guy?
I'm not looking for anything. Okay. I'm just, whatever comes to me, then, and if it's, right, then that's just what it's going to be. But I'm in me, like, seeking? Nah,
no.
I'm not. Hell no.
Okay. I like that real quick.
Nah.
So you got to like seek, though. You got to
hold on. So real quick, right? We're going to jump into some funny and some crazy topics real quick, right?
Not too much.
I remember, it wasn't the last pod, but the one before that, right? We were speaking about certain stores we shop at for food. This guy said he's a Walmart guy.
Ew. I just became a Walmart guy. Come on, bro.
Right? So listen now. So and it was so crazy how we were speaking before the pod about you allergic to shrimp.
Right.
Right? And right now.
Big great value recall.
Right? There's a big ass recall going on.
Big recall.
Big recall.
I don't like Walmart.
From Walmart.
Yeah.
Great value. Yeah. Ain't value no more. There ain't no value.
I never bought great value product though.
So what?
I go to that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm about great value. Yeah.
I don't that's buy crazy. Great value shit.
I could have sworn I seen the pack of bread at Sam's house and it says Lilla. Great value. You know what I'm saying?
Only artesian bread in my country.
Great value. That's crazy.
Well, they chicken in a Walmart might be great value. But
I would never buy any type of protein from Walmart. From Walmart. Is out of the fucking
man, listen, man. I've been
Publix meat, bro. I'm sorry.
Publix meat anytime. Yeah, Whole Publix. Foods meat, bro. Meat, I'll go to the meat market. I'm going to the Haitian grocery
next
store.
Next person, because they with the bullshit.
Yeah. No, I really don't go to Walmart. Like, the only time I will go to Walmart is when I'm out of town, and that's just because
you gotta get something.
They don't have Publix.
Look at me. Oh. Walmart has everything, though.
Next they question, because they're with the bullshit. Y'all pissing me off.
I don't go to Walmart.
Endorse me, because I'm fucking with it.
I don't go to Walmart. That's not my thing.
Okay,
I don't
Walmart. So another thing, besides recall, right, we got the whole people we're taking the OZs, the Ozempic.
Boom.
There's a lawsuit, a $2 billion lawsuit that's going
$2
on.
$2 billion lawsuit?
I stopped Sans from doing it. So there's going on a lawsuit.
You finna take Ozempic?
Yo.
Ross is doing it?
Man,
yo,
it's
can you stop?
We'll know if Ross is doing it.
The gym is open.
Sorry, the gym is open, bro. He was eating pears. He with the bullshit.
Listen, though, so there's a tubing a lawsuit that's been filed against Ozempic over several side effects. And one of the people said that I should just went to the gym.
Nobody didn't tell you to take Ozempic anyway.
Because why?
Ozempic is for diabetes.
It's for diabetics.
You motherfuckers, not saying you because you ain't take it. Thank
God. Yeah, you good.
But people want to cheat the system. They want to get on Ozempic thinking, okay, I'm going to get fine.
Yeah.
No, motherfuckers, the gym is 24/7.
It's about your diet. It's literally about your diet. I have not been to the gym in 3 years, bro.
Oh, yeah?
I have not been to the gym in 3 years. Mm. It's literally about balance. It's about balance. Look, as he eats, he like, what? Eating the cookie. Nah, but it's just like, it's really about balance. I just feel like if you portion your meals, like,
but you
just
know what?
Go
that,
for
but
a walk.
That also show you that how society just want that quick gimmick shit. At all times.
So fuck getting on the table. We taking Ozempic.
Yes.
They're getting on Ozempic before they get on the table. They're on the table, and then right after they get off the table, they're taking Ozempic to maintain the table because they know they're not going to hit the gym for real.
Whoa,
and
that's
it's
crazy.
Just like,
I'm going to eat whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the worst part about it, like with that route, that costs a lot of money too, though, versus
they got bread. I always say that. I'm just like, yo, when you go and get your surgery, that is such an investment. I'm just like, yo, that is such an investment. Why am I, listen, why am I gonna like get surgery and then I'm gonna get big again? That is so crazy to me.
It's crazy.
Well, I always tell people, I'm like, baby, that is an investment. You better like stick to it.
That's why Tia Kemp was saying, you know Tia Kemp.
Yeah.
She was saying that.
Man, I ain't talking about her, boy. She heard a nigga feel. Yeah, she heard people feel it every time she got on the mic.
Yeah, she said BBS.
I love when she flipped the phone.
She said BBS is made for tricking. Like, it's not made for you to be a nurse or to just be a 9-to-5 worker. It's made for tricking. That's what she was saying. That investment, because you're not going to put that money in your body and not get a return back.
No, that's true, though. That's true.
That's what she said.
Because it's like yo, you do the surgery, right, but your main habit is...
You're clearly trying to attract a certain type
but you're still
people.
Eating the same way before.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'll be saying that. I'm just like, wait, you just got surgery and you have rolls on your back? Oh. You just got surgery and you as wide as they can be?
Golly.
Like, you out your mind.
Sorry for the rolls.
I think that... Not to bash anybody. You know, your body is your body.
I was thinking about Ozempic last episode after BTS.
Take a walk.
BTS got my back rolls.
Boy, crazy.
Take a walk, man. That's like, it, right?
But the surgeons never do the arms, dude. That's one thing.
Yes, they do. If you want them to do arms, you're going to pay for them.
They can do everything. Oh.
No, they refuse to pay for the...
That's a whole separate surgery. That will come with this package.
I'm not talking bad about women who get... surgery and all that shit.
I don't think there's anything wrong
but
with getting surgery
only
at all.
The only thing I want to talk about...
No. I fuck with it.
And I'm going to be honest, the only thing I want to talk about...
You want a nip song?
Baby, enjoy your body. Enjoy everything you
exactly.
do about your body.
Exactly.
Yeah. But when you get that stomach done and that ass done... Make sure you hit the arms. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want you to point at me and your shit be
yo,
like...
Yo, I'm telling you. Before, done, like... Oh, my gosh. I be telling people, I'm like, yo, before you get that surgery, work out.
At least do
no,
that.
Work save, out. No, don't work out. Save up to get the arms done in the same
No,
token.
Nigga, go work out, bro. Because you why? You finna go get surgery there. And you finna be walking around looking like Donkey Kong with a big upper body like... That's crazy.
With tight clothes on,
and your shirt, your shoulders brolic as fuck, bro.
But hey, y'all keep doing it, what y'all doing.
You
just
look crazy.
Get the arms done too.
Just be happy with yourself, though.
That's yeah, it, you could, yeah. You what? Listen, at the end of the day, do what makes you happy.
Exactly. Again, yeah, yeah, for sure.
I'm never going to back surgery.
Get your arms done, do what makes
just
you happy.
Do what makes yeah. you happy at the end of the day. But just go about it the right way.
Thanks.
Go about it the right way. Do research on the proper doctors. Don't just because this one's offering a sweeter deal and they're not really the best because you're just so hot booty because of the price and the promo, this quote-unquote promo that they're doing. Don't do that. Do proper research on your doctor and just, like, make, like, get more bang for your buck. But at the same time, again, just... Take care of your body first because you're putting your body through a major shock. So yeah, do those sure, intense definitely. Workouts.
Your body is your empire. Yeah. That's hey, all you got.
Right. Exactly.
So women, they tough for that, bro. What? You know that knife?
Well, you know, yeah, that's just intense.
So we're going to ask you a question because I know all three of us. Do you have a child?
I have a daughter. She's a, 8.
Oh, see? Yeah, so all three of us have daughters also.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Daughters. And this question ties up to what we're talking about. Since we all have daughters here.
Right.
You know, there's a new law that allowed parents to give school permission to beat their kids.
Oh, I just saw that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I just saw that the other day.
School permission Florida. To beat my kids?
Listen, there's mm-hmm. a new Florida yeah, law.
As long Florida as I'm law. Allowed to square up with the teacher.
You know what I'm really? Saying? They're allowing parents
as
to
As long
give...
as I can square up with the teacher, and as long as... Then that means whoever trying to bully my kid, I could go square up with that jit too. Because I fight
parents.
Kids.
It might have
Man,
to be
really tough.
I ain't playing like that. Not my baby.
I'm going to say this. I've been getting my ass whooped in school.
Bro, I will literally go into school on my knees with the sneakers on my knees like I'm that little nigga from Martin and with the hat back. And I'm if I got to pose as a child baby, then I'm posing as a child by mine.
But you know what's so crazy?
All the aunties coming out.
Because when I was going through my threads and stuff like that, I seen the post and one comment was saying that a chick was like, she's confused about that because.
Because why? So
we're giving permission to the school to beat our kids, but yet if we go ahead and beat our kids,
we're going to jail.
We're going to jail.
Y'all calling, y'all putting a case, y'all opening up a case on me. So it's
crazy.
Exactly. So what are the stipulations and the limitations on how aggressively you could be towards my child beating.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'm not letting no, nah.
Yeah,
like, if it's not, like, family, I'm not doing that.
I promise you.
It's not going to work out well.
But.
Because people are going to take it too far.
Way too far.
I'm going to say
way
this.
Way too far.
The white teachers ain't beating the kids.
They're not.
Just sit in the corner. It's going to be the black people. The black teachers.
You got a Haitian. You got a Haitian. Yo, you got a Haitian teacher. Metagenou. You going in the coin. Metagenou. Like, quick.
Oh man, if they heard this law right here, they would have been.
Oh
right.
Yo, everybody, Ajanu, like these new generation of kids, they gonna know something. The security guards is suplexing all the kids. They suplexing all the kids.
That's crazy.
It's gonna be bad.
Mm-hmm. You know what? So another take, right? This is I had got this from you know who Dr. Brian is?
The psychologist.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So she was on a podcast with Melissa Ford, and they was talking about how today's society. It is considered a status symbol for a woman to be 40 years old, unmarried, and no kids.
Who said that?
Melissa Ford and Dr. Brian.
Status symbol, like in which way? What do you mean?
As a 40-year-old woman plus whatever, that by them being unmarried, having no kids. Basically.
She's the prize.
Bingo.
Well,
how you feel about that?
Whoa.
That is so weird.
That's very
That's
weird.
That's the weirdest
very
shit I've weird. Ever heard in my
yeah,
life.
40, yeah, 40, no
kids. You know, but of course, but you know, those two is, in particular, though.
You know why? Because they're like, bitch, I ain't got no baby daddy, and I ain't got this. Uh-huh. I don't feel like that makes you any less than, or I don't feel like that makes you better than anybody personally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A status symbol, I'm probably looking at you like I would probably look at an older guy who's never been married with kids and be like, what the fuck
something's
is your problem?
Yeah. Something's wrong with you. Sure.
Again, and I'm not saying, it's not even about you can't have kids, but I'm not looking at you like, oh, they're like, you're less than just because you don't have a kid.
Right.
You know, before marriage or anything like that. But at the same time, don't think, you still ain't get chose. Next. Yeah,
and that's what it is.
And that's just that.
It's a lot of women in their 40s feel the like same way, they're top tier.
You know, if she's a single mom or whatever, and you're looking at her, well, she hasn't been chosen. Well, ma'am, you haven't been chosen either.
Also, yeah. Yeah.
And don't say, oh, it's because it's by choice. Cool.
But I think what it is, like, I know, especially like those Melissa Forbes and Dr. Brian, they enjoy the perks of their beauty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just walk around.
It's fun being single. They, don't get me wrong.
I think it's because they're rich.
Yeah, too. Money. Like money plays a role.
I think that's why they would say they would be the prize. They probably speaking on their type of.
Yeah, I feel like that's more so an opinion. It just sounds like an opinionated statement in mind. That's why I'm just like, to whose standard?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Yeah, them for sure, though.
To whose standard? You feel me? Some people might, some guys might want a woman that has kids because they're like, that's a different type of woman. She's more understanding of certain things. Yeah, she's more nurturing in a sense. Mm-hmm. She knows how to do this, 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 and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But
I would never date a woman that's 40 with no kids.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's, gonna be
I'm not saying it's
gonna
weird, but
you're going to tell me what to do.
Right.
Well, like, motherfucker, what responsibility you
I'm not saying it's
had.
Weird, but it's just like, you know, whatever works for you, works for you. But
so you're a dated man that's 40 with no kids?
Honestly, what's wrong with you? I know you're toxic. I know you're toxic. Yo, I was talking to this guy. He's like 40. And I was just like, but he was divorced. He wasn't even divorced. He was separated. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I could see why that shit ain't work. I'm like, you too old for that. Like, you're toxic as shit. And one thing about it.
Too old for that.
Yeah, like, I would throw it. One thing about me, oh, my gosh, I just love to insult a man. It just, ooh, nothing that that gets me going sometimes. Just
I don't even think that's funny, motherfucker. You over here laughing.
I just, like, no, like, it's not that I, not to say that I'm just going around insulting men. That's the right.
But just, him, like, you too old for
but
this.
It's just, but the thing about it, I just love to, like, bring you back to reality. I love to bring somebody back to reality. Like, my sister always loves to say, like, y'all don't know her for real. Y'all think she's just, like, this nice, sweet girl, but it's just, like, she's a total bitch. And I'm like, I can't be. But the thing is, it's like, when I say, for him, I was just like, instead of communicating, and I just effectively communicate. Instead of communicating, like, he would just do weird shit and, like, try to start stuff. And I used to just sit back and be like,
yeah, that's some weird
you're like
shit,
a
though.
Child. And that's I'm just like, yeah, you're 40. And I'm just like,
that's crazy.
You, and I used to just, and I would sit there and tell him, like, grow up. You're too old for that. Yeah. Mr. 40-year-old. Grow the fuck up, Mr. Two Kids 40-year-old. Like, are you out your mind? Grow up. Like, are you stupid?
It's over this.
You too old. I'd be like, listen here, old ass nigga. Like, oh, is you out your mind? And mind you, he's only like 8 years older than me. Bitch,
oh,
you old.
Wow.
Bye.
Crazy. You said 8 years?
Yeah, because I'm 32. Oh, he was 40. Well, oh, no, 9 years. Yeah, because I'm just that's like, a, bitch, you too old. You like almost a decade older than me.
He is almost
and you, you're like acting like as if I'm dating a YN, trying to keep up with these young niggas. You out your mind?
That'd be the problem, too, though.
That's the problem. Even older guys, they be trying to keep up with the younger guys. And I just be like,
keep up with the younger guys?
They do. They be trying to keep up.
They try to keep up. They want to be young. They try to do young
shit.
They
try to. It's just like, you want. They're trying to maintain their youth, so they feel like they need to be toxic, try to drag a woman through the mud and all that stuff. Yeah. And what? I'm just like, one thing about me, baby, I'm not going through trials and tribulations for nan, nigga.
Mm.
I don't believe in tough love. Yeah. I don't believe in struggle love. And I call struggle love anywhere you have to sit there and cheat on me repeatedly and go through all this just for me to earn the prize of, you know what?
Yeah.
That's my down ass bitch. She done been with me through some shit. Yeah. I'm gonna marry her now. No. No. You try me. Yo. If you think you're gonna try me, out the door, you about to go, bitch. Real
go,
quick.
You got to go.
Real quick. I ain't playing top of games with nobody, son.
Oh, man.
We and I'm going to let you know about yourself.
We were just talking
I'm going
about
to make you
though.
Feel this small.
Mm.
Because, and I'm not even going to do it with just insults. Me hitting you with the truth, you're going to feel so insulted. It's going to make me happy, though.
Jesus.
I'm
that's
satisfied.
Crazy.
You tell. So would that be like a part of the reason why, like, I mean, you said like earlier, like you choose to be single, but
right.
Like, is that another part? Like, you know what? I'm so mean. I'm so tough. Man,
no,
you guys.
I'm like, I don't say I'm mean because I'm not mean.
Mm. Well, you really said
No, I never said I was mean.
You said a bitch.
You said I can be a bitch. You're mean, but
I didn't. I mean, I feel like you should have some form of standard, right? You should have some form of standard,
for
right?
Sure, though.
But at the same time, I'm just like, I'm very nice, but to guys, and I'm actually patient, but at the same time, I'm just not rolling over for nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just let anything slide and be like, he insulted me, he just disrespected me, and he just probably tried me, or he probably tried me in front of all these people, whatever, and I'm just going to be like, it's okay. Mm. No, I'm not playing those type of games. Like, treat me with respect. And I'm very big on respect. Don't think you're going to disrespect me.
So real quick, though, for the God term, we'll be called, like, womanizers, right? If we, you know, do certain things. What's the term for women?
I don't know.
Like,
a term for women? That's crazy.
That sounds biased to me.
There's got to be a term for women.
No, I'm not saying that there isn't, but I just would not know.
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Right.
Everybody has Google, though.
Yeah, we have to Google that. What's the opposite?
Just be like, what's the synonym, you know?
For womanizer.
For womanizer, like, what is a woman? I don't even know how to word it.
Man eater, though, too.
Huh?
Man eater.
I feel like man eater is just more so of a, like.
I mean, don't.
Yeah.
Indirectly.
A 304.
A 304.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say a man either is a womanizer. Listen, I'm a looker.
You're what?
I'm a looker.
What is a looker?
Like, I love to see fine men.
What's fine in your words? What is fine? What do you consider fine?
I like
fine?
A man that's just well put together. Like, if he catches my eye. Yeah, I like a man that's well put together, that carries himself well. Like, you could tell, like, he walks into the room and he, like, demands attention.
I like that.
I like that. I love that, actually.
So, do you discriminate against fat men that come approach you?
Big
dudes in style now.
Okay. But I'm not saying nothing.
You said okay, very condescending.
Just whatever you're into. I've never dated a bigger guy.
Yeah, but, you should try it.
Okay. But I feel
you're not really in a big guy crew.
Yeah, you do.
Hold up, you took them back shots, man.
Back shots is wild. No, let me go.
Hey,
no, Diddy is crazy.
My boss.
No, bro. I'm being grown about this shit. It didn't catch
go
that.
Go ahead.
Back shots.
When my fucking barber, when I was walked in a barber shop, and that boy said, "Come here, boy." And the first thing he did was this. I'm like, this little green ass nigga took all back fat shit type shit.
Let me tell you something. I don't have a problem with bigger guys. I feel like, honestly, as long as you're well put together, you carry yourself with that type of confidence, good hygiene, stuff like that.
You got a chance.
I mean, I think it just depends.
Not in her book.
No, that's not true. It depends. As long as you're cute.
As long as
you're attractive, again, as long as you like.
You can command attention, you have the confidence, you are exuding confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing's impossible.
All big dudes gonna go in the room and feel like they run that shit.
Nothing's impossible.
No, for real, nothing's impossible, but it's just like, it just depends. I haven't really been approached by bigger guys like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Honestly.
Big boys. We need to come a little harder.
Flock.
Right now, we need to come a little harder. Like Danny say, big boys is in season right now.
Yes, sir.
You think I'm saying? We gotta come harder, man.
Fashion. Hey, she over there. I don't think she agrees.
I'm not agreeing, but I'm pushing it out there, though.
That's different.
Rick Ross really put us big dudes on the map.
But one thing, as long as he got the shades on, like, I'm Rick crying. Ross, oh. Honestly, yeah. Like, he's one of those guys because he's just so, I love his voice. He seems, He's such a smooth talker. You know what? He looks like he smells good.
You know Ross.
He don't look like he greasy.
You know Ross got a type though.
He likes skinny girls.
Hey, he likes skinny girls.
He likes skinny girls.
He don't look like he greasy.
You got up so quick. That was
funny. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's crazy.
You look, no. When I say greasy, like you don't look greasy. No, you look very well moisturized. I love that for you. You look very well moisturized.
Being moisturized.
Too moisturized.
Too moisturized.
Oh my god. No, hey, but okay. you can tell that Yoli with big guys.
I don't know. That's not true.
You didn't find the right big guy to approach you though.
Maybe
well put together.
You exude confidence. You're not afraid.
Exude confidence.
And you're not afraid, and you know how to speak, and you can. You know how to speak, and you could keep my attention, and like you could like. Talk.
So let me tell you. So let's say Sam's approaching. He starts stuttering.
He loves doing
that's a no-go.
Yeah, nigga, but like,
hold up, Sam. Hold up. Stop talking.
You know say it again.
You fumbled the bag.
He's gonna be me in the group chat. Yo, this nigga.
Yo, stuttering to a bad chick is the absolute embarrassing thing ever.
I'm like, yo, you know this nigga was an Esau, bro.
Yeah, my name.
Fuck. I'm like, yo, this nigga was an Esau.
But just turn around and just leave.
Yo, for the guys who stutter out
there. But I'm not rude, though. And I'm not rude. And I just, like, even if a guy approaches me, but I'm just not into that, I'll just be like, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not disrespectful with it. I'm not.
I like that. That's not nice. I appreciate that, though.
I don't put people down.
you just said that, like, 2 minutes ago. You do. You bring guys to back.
No,
you bring guys back to reality.
But she said she's making this small.
Yeah, but if you deserve that.
Okay, I got you.
I'm not going to just walk around just insulting men. No, I'm literally like, only if you deserve it. If you deserve that, because that action that you did, that's what was warranted of that action.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Agree. Yeah.
But big boys out there. Do me a Samson favor, because you know Danny ain't the big guy, but do me a Samson.
You could be a little fluffy.
A little fluffy.
You could be a little fluffy.
Just a little bit. A little soft.
But right. I'm not into the whole hanging saggy skin.
Oh no. We lift weights.
Hanging saggy skin.
I didn't look at this
I'm trying to holler at you right now.
I just had to ask about big guys this time. Because the way she sounds like she never had a big guy. Guys will change your world.
Okay.
They have great conversations.
Okay. They have great friends.
They have great approaches.
And they funny. Most of them funny.
Oh, yeah. Most of them are funny. Yeah. Fucking hilarious.
Heavyset dudes have the best approach.
Okay.
Make you feel at home.
That can be it. Home. Yeah. That possibly.
Well, you tough, though, Yoli. I ain't going to lie with you.
I'm not.
You're tough.
I'm so nice.
Somebody gonna be like, man, Yoli is fat phobic.
I am definitely not fat phobic.
they gonna look at it like, yeah.
Nah, I'm not fat phobic. I have not ran across that. And I'm not saying like you gotta be cute though.
Yeah.
You gotta be cute.
Big dudes like to eat too. And they're gonna take you to the dopest restaurants.
Oh my god. One time I did try to like get into like there was this guy I met and he was a big heavier than any guy that I've actually interacted with. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. I was just like, oh my gosh, I loved rubbing his belly. But then he was just a little too emotional. He kind of crashed out. He crashed out on me. And I was just like, we just got here. We didn't even get too far. And he just like got like, it was just too much. And I was like, okay, yeah.
How many times you dealt with that with certain guys that's like emotional or AKA crashed out?
Oh, niggas crash out. Oh my God.
What do you do?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
This one guy popped up at my mama's house and he told me he was going to put a price on my head just because I didn't want to talk to him no more.
What?
In front of my mom. It was so bad.
Not the OG, though.
You said you're going to put a price on your head because you did not want to talk to him?
I ain't
going to
lie. Anybody that come to my mom's crib and disrespect her.
And he did. And I was just like, you're making my mom feel uncomfortable. And he was like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. And I was just like, I'm going to put a price on your head. And I was like, do it.
Was that American?
He was Haitian.
Always. He was Haitian.
This nigga said always.
This nigga crazy. You get your yank, they ain't doing shit like that.
I think they
doing
worse though. I dated this yank one time.
Hey,
there we go. There we go. There we go.
I dated this yank one time. Yo, that nigga was crazy. He was crazy.
What's so more crazy than Haitian?
Huh?
No.
More crazy than
it
Haitian.
Can't be if he came and embarrassed in front of
the old girl. No. I want to say probably the most craziest type of guy I dated was like a Hispanic guy. Yo, that nigga was crazy.
Hispanic?
Yeah, he was.
Black Hispanic or?
No, he was Hispanic. But I majority mean, like me
no black.
Latina.
Me no black. Me no black.
No. He was like Afro-Latina, no since I guess you could crazy. Say.
Oh, okay.
But like, he just was crazy. Like, he was just too possessive. Like,
shit,
he was
women
he
too?
Was
Hispanic
one
women?
Of, yeah, he was just like one of those guys, like, no shade, I'm your
Jay.
Friend.
Say that's you, Jay?
No shade, Jay. Hell nah, Jay's too laid back.
He's like, he was one of those guys that's back. Like, I'm your friend, you don't need any friends. Like, damn, and he was intense damn. With it. Yeah. Like,
so he the type to show up to your dude.
Like,
if
he
I
was ready,
you,
like,
can.
If a guy yeah. talks to me, he used to walk around with this crazy big knife, like, ready to stab niggas. I remember a guy gave me a hug one time, and it was a friend of mine I hadn't seen in a while. This was years ago when I was younger. And I just happened to run into this guy. Me and him was out chilling. And then I turned and I was like, oh, hey. And I went to go give my friend a hug that I haven't seen in a while. But he just picked me up and gave me a hug like that. Once the dude I was dating saw that, he immediately pulled out the knife, grabbed the guy, and was about to... I was like,
that's like,
see, but no, hold up. She put that thing on his ass. He ain't know nothing else.
That's crazy.
It was too much.
What was that video?
That's a different
level. Making Good and
I can't do crash shots. Oh, yeah, I'm with that.
Making Good and the
like,
dude
popping out on me, like popping up on me. That's too much. When like, because I'm not yeah, like that. Yeah.
So how are you?
Huh?
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm swell. No, for real. My friends do not like the fact that I don't crash out.
Oh, so your friends want you to crash out?
They want me. They,
you need new friends.
They yeah. be like, no, for real, my friends, they be like, yo.
So I'm guessing your friends are the crash out.
Yeah, they agree.
Yo, I'm not a crash out. I don't like to argue. Like, I could speak to you. Like, we could have discussions. I don't call them arguments. I call them passionate discussions.
Amen.
I have passionate discussions.
Passionate discussions.
Passionate. I may get a bit that's passionate. Great. But I don't argue. It's not my thing.
Sound like a whole bunch of bullshit to me, but okay.
So you don't yell, do the pointing at the head.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she like she jam your shit.
Two fingers in your temple. Mm-hmm. Whoop my nails done. At this you know point, I got the almonds too.
You know, at this point, you know, domestic's kinda well domestic.
No, but
violence
yeah,
kinda
I'm not and the one yeah, thing yeah, I could yeah. say, I thank God that I've never been in a domestic violence type of situation.
Right.
I don't believe in that shit. I don't believe in that at all. That's why I'm like, I'm not a crash out in the sense, like, I don't believe in putting my hands on men. Like, I just have a certain respect. Even if I don't respect you fully, because you probably are like, you turn out to be like a fuck nigga or like a fuck boy.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like... What's the Haitian way of a fuck boy?
If you turn out to be vieux.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah.
Even if you turn out to be vieux, but I'm not gonna, the most is like, I'll insult you, but I'm not gonna put my hands on you, like I said.
So in the heated discussion, you know when to just leave shit alone.
Yeah, I'll walk away so quick.
We know, we like
I'll
that.
Walk away
we like
so
that,
quick. Like, if I see like, it's just getting a little too much. Because I feel like if I could put my hands on you, I don't need to be dealing with you.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. But you know what, that's another thing too, right? To end this, woman and men.
Yeah,
please don't
keep
put
your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Especially
keep your
women, hands to yourself. If a nigga tell you shut up, do you think it's
wise to keep
to
on
keep
talking?
On talk?
No, I'm not saying that, man. That's crazy.
This guy crazy. No. Yeah,
if
yeah,
he
yeah.
tell you to shut up,
keep on going,
huh?
Talk louder.
Oh.
Get louder.
That's not wise,
triggered.
Nah, because if he think he gonna put his hands on you, make an example out of that nigga.
Jesus Christ. Ooh, listen.
I'm telling you, that's why I said like,
how you gonna
make
an example? Call
like,
out one. That's
no,
it.
Yo, you better not be an immigrant, bitch. I'm from the
well,
divorce show, dumb ass. So quick.
We're not gonna call 911, but we're gonna call this episode right here. All right, episode 10 is over with. All right, guys, this
don't
was a great
police,
pod,
guys.
Great
don't
conversation. Yola, we appreciate you for
thank
coming through.
Thank you for having me. This was fun. This was a great conversation.
Of course.
Hopefully,
we, you know, you can come back now.
I would love to. Anytime. You know what
I'm going to make sure he call you this time.
And tell him to stick to the schedule.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay.
You know what? By me sticking to the schedule, we want to shout out to Humano real quick. You think I'm saying we do got the reposado for you, though. You still gonna take that shot?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the shot.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's on shot o'clock.
To wrap it up real quick, again, episode 10, we appreciate y'all. Subscribe to YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. Follow Yoli, please.
Yes, follow me. My personal page, Yoli_baby, and my podcast page, at Sounds About Right PC.
DeLulu on all, is Trululu.
Where your DeLulu is Trululu on all platforms.
Trululu, oh, man. All that. Let's
Trululu,
do it.
Trululu, it's a wrap. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Oh, this is cool.